Yo, what is up, guys? It's your girl Bex, and welcome back to the Race Rundown post Australia 2026 Grand Prix. The first race of the season is here, ladies and gentlemen, and oh boy, was it an interesting one. So, absolute nightmare for Oscar Piastri, out before we even get to lap one. Sad times for all those that came out for him this weekend. We will see him race in China next week, of course. An interesting start for George. Not necessarily the quickest start. With Hadjar absolutely going in, I thought there was going to be a Red Bull overtake. However, that was not meant to be. Leclerc makes it through, then leading the race. We saw a lot of switch-ups between both George and Leclerc today. The newly married Leclerc, by the way, well done. Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Leclerc. No battery power for Antonelli, meaning that he just could not put his foot down. Ivan Lindblad, I cannot say his name, so please bear with me. I will get better. Ivan Lindblad doing so well in his debut for F1. And Lewis, at the age of 41, aging like a fine wine, getting away really well on the race start. Lap two, we then have the running order as so: Leclerc, Russell, Hamilton and Hadjar. It is nice to see you back up there, Mr. Hamilton. We've missed you. Max from 20th to 6th. But on lap 2, he was 20th to 16th. Max, 20th to 16th in 2 laps. Fair play. Fair play, my friend. Start procedure infringement for Colo Pinto. Lap 3, Charles goes around George with absolute ease. And lap 11, Isaac Hadjar out with engine troubles and triggers a virtual safety car. The two Mercedes then come in and the Ferraris do not pit. Hamilton then states that at least one of them should have come in for a pit, with Leclerc then pitting on lap 26. Alonso then rejoins the race behind everybody else. Can't help but feel like they're just using these first few races of the season to just test where the car is at and just try and get a bearing on what they're doing, so that then they can see and come back even stronger later on in the year. Could it be Aston Martin's year? I think if it isn't, Alonso is a free agent, guys. He'll be moving teams. Too early to say so far. However, I wouldn't put it past him. So he then rejoins the race behind everybody else. Perez then gets investigated for ignoring blue flags. Also, I've put a note here. How the hell is Lando fighting for 7th as the 2025 world champ? That's crazy. So then, throughout the course of the race, we had a number of different DNFs. We had Alonso out for obvious reasons, Bottas out, Hadjar out, Piastri out, Hülkenberg out. What absolute carnage and chaos. Absolute carnage and chaos. Other than that, other than all the cars that were out this race, there wasn't really a lot going on. It was quite dry in Australia, unlike last year. Hadjar made it 11 laps when he didn't even start last year. Again, pretty solid first race of the season. I think we got a good bearing on where everybody should be. And my God, that Mercedes looks quick. Toto, whatever you've done to that, fair play to you, sir. Fair play to you. Could we see Mercedes back on top this year? And could that be the biggest fuck you to Lewis Hamilton? Potentially, everybody, potentially. So, with the race finishing, we have a 1-2 for Mercedes in the form of Russell and Antonelli. Leclerc closely follows with Hamilton and Norris afterwards. But shout out to Mr. Verstappen, okay? I know I'm not Max's biggest fan. I know I'm not Red Bull's biggest fan. But to go from 20th... out in Q1, 20th, and finishing 6th. Credit where credit is due, my friend. That is an unbelievable drive, and fair play to you. You are a 4-time world champion for a reason. So fair play to you, Max. Fair play to you. You may not be on a podium as of yet. However, you did bloody good. So, that's basically the end of the Australian Grand Prix. I want to touch on something that a lot of you will notice that I missed out on in the episode last week. And that is the whole Lewis Hamilton, Kim Kardashian of it all. Okay, I have some thoughts, feelings and opinions. And I just want to voice them here. Again, I don't want to be seen as a Lewis hater. I just want to get everybody's thoughts, feelings, opinions on this, okay? So the way I look at it is, Lewis is quite a reserved, man. Considering he is in the limelight a lot for his job, he doesn't post a lot on social media. He's not going out of his way to be seen by paparazzi and all that stuff. So then pray tell why he is then dating, supposedly, Your Honour, one of the most public people there are on the planet. Everyone knows the Kardashians, right? Whether you want to know them or not, everybody knows who they are, knows what they do. You can't get away from them at times. So how is Mr. Lewis Hamilton expecting to have a private relationship away from the cameras with one of the most public families on the planet? It doesn't make sense to me. But my question is, do we think they're actually dating? Obviously, they were spotted at the Super Bowl together. People have found them at hotels together. Khloe Kardashian posted on her Instagram over Christmas, and you can hear Lewis laughing in the background. So he's in and around the family, which makes me think that he is in fact dating Kim. Now, at the end of the day, okay, Lewis is 41 at this point, looking mighty good for 41, might I add. And as much as I don't necessarily agree with who it is he's dating, number one, it's none of my business. And number two, as long as he's happy, that's the main thing, okay? I mean, he's dated people in the limelight before. He was with Nicole Scherzinger. He's never really been tied to anyone massively, officially since then, really, from what I can tell. So the fact that he is even dating is a good thing, to be honest. And also the fact that he is quite a level-headed guy. And I think in the nicest way possible, Kim Kardashian knows how to pick them, right? She's been through the wars when it comes to men, Kanye being a big one. So if she found a nice guy in the form of Lewis Hamilton, so be it. Maybe that's what they need. Maybe they balance each other out. I don't know. They're both into their fashion, and we can't exactly say that she's with him for the money because she's got loads of money, and we can't say that he's with her for the money because he's got loads of money. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it's genuine, she says. I don't know. At the end of the day, none of my fucking business. Not my relationship, none of my business. But I've had some time to think on it. At first, I was obviously fuming about it because out of all the women he could have picked in the world, he's decided to pick a Kardashian. But then at the same time, if I was Lewis Hamilton, I'd shoot my shot with a Kardashian, not gonna lie. One of the most famous families in the world. Why not? At least give it a go. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if you're together for 6 months and you break things off, it will always be that you dated a Kardashian. And status-wise, can't get much better than that, really, can you? I mean, Alonso's got a kid now with his girlfriend. Lando's painfully single again. Oscar's got a relationship. I think most of the drivers on the grid have relationships, except for Lando, probably. And maybe Lewis was just feeling a little bit lonely. And maybe he needed somebody who has a busy lifestyle to match his lifestyle. Like, Kim's really busy. She's probably not going to be on the grid all the time. She's not going to be sitting around at home waiting for him to come back. Do you know what I mean? She'll come to the occasional race throughout the calendar, and then she'll, I don't know, be off doing her law degree or whatever. Like, both of their busy lifestyles kind of work perfectly with each other, I guess. I doubt she'll be the kind of person to be like a paddock wife and be in the pits all the time, but she's a Kardashian. She doesn't need to be. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know. I was upset about it at first. I was a bit annoyed about it at first. But at the end of the day, he finished fourth. And as long as your boy is happy and is winning races, we shouldn't care. Do you know what I mean? Could we see him win an eighth championship? I'd like that, but I don't know. people say, oh, don't get in a relationship, it'll ruin your performance. It's like, a lot of people, obviously, if you watch the NFL, a bit of a tangent here, but if you watch the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs didn't make it to the Super Bowl last year, and a lot of people were like, oh, this is what you get for dating Taylor Swift, your head's not in the game anymore, your head's elsewhere, you're not fucking paying attention. You know, you spent all your time faffing about with her and on stage with her when you could have been getting us to the fucking Super Bowl. It's like, at the end of the day, fans are passionate, right? I've been on here multiple times, screaming and shouting and getting annoyed, and we're all passionate because we all love the sport. But I feel like there needs to be a line between drivers' personal lives and fans. And I think that whoever Lewis is dating is up to him at the end of the day. Yes, we get to see Max and Kelly and Lando and his now ex-girlfriend and Carlos and his girlfriend, and, you know, but they give so much on Netflix, press days, their own social media, the team's social media. Like, you know, they're very exposed as people, really. So what if they want to keep something personal, you know? So what if they want to go to the Super Bowl, get photographed, and then not say anything about it? Good for them! If that's what they want to do, then fine. I think as much as I will report on it for you guys, I feel like there needs to be a line between drivers' social lives and drivers at work, if that makes sense. The marketing and stuff is obviously a huge part of their job, a huge part of building their personal brands and everything like that. But if they don't want to talk about their relationships, then they don't want to talk about their relationships, and that's okay too. I think as fans, we need to respect that and draw the line. And that's where I'm going to end this week's episode, I think, everybody. I am ready and awaiting next week's Chinese Grand Prix. Life's getting a bit hectic on the bit of a personal update. I will be moving house at some point, so I'm going to try my best to keep up to date with episodes and everything. But I will give you guys an update. I will see you lot in the Chinese Grand Prix. Until next time, I'm Inigo Bex. This has been The Race Rundown, and I'll catch you in the next one. Peace!